as we begin and sit, to begin by being open with all of our senses, both grounds us in our place and can take us out of whatever internal story or spin we may be lost in. Letting your eyes and ears be awake to the space. Often beginning that way can be easy and pleasurable, and if it is, then you can approach a more still center, maybe first by letting your eyes just rest in a neutral or pleasurable place in the room. If you want, if you're moving towards stillness, they can rest at a spot on the floor, a bit in front of you. But still open, taking in the room, taking in the circle of people, and the colors and the light. And each step here, we are learning to sense whether what we do or where we place our attention, how it affects this subtle charge or leaning in our system. When I rest the eyes down into the warm red brown of the floor, is there a subtle relaxing or becoming more spacious or easeful? Or does something draw my attention or hook my attention in a way that the body or energy feels more contracted, less easeful? And if that's the case, perhaps keeping my eyes mobile or letting them move to something else might lean toward ease. And our pathway then is to find moment to moment as we begin entering into meditation. The pathway, whatever it is for each of us in this exact evening, inclines toward more and more ease and pleasure. So again, sensing just generally how you're doing in a very broad way, which can include the state of the mind and thoughts, comfort of the body or discomfort, emotional state. And then if there's more or less ease, the classic beginning of many kinds of meditation to allow the body to become more dropped into stillness, and the eyes, if they want, to close. As you let the eyes close, if they choose to, or if they're already closed, noticing the effect of closing the eyes on your state. As the attention begins to draw inward, is there a deepening into ease and settledness, or pleasure, joy? Or is it less easeful? Do you find an increase in tension or activation, anxiety? And again, the pathway is toward ease. The pathway suggested is toward ease. So if there's more discomfort when the eyes close, if it's not the more easeful choice in this moment, then you might experiment with letting them open again, reconnecting with light and the external, and then see what that happens, what that does. So if this is interesting to you, you can continue to work in this way. You're improvising along two spectra of experience. One is the external internal. External, beginning with the eyes awake to the room and mobile, moving towards stillness, and the internal maybe toward closing and maybe toward dropping deep into the body. That's one pathway. And then the charge is between what's easeful or difficult. And I'm going to move my attention along the external-internal channel, slowly and really listening for the pleasure difficulty channel. And I'm going to do whatever I can think of to do to encourage a blossoming of ease, more and more sweetness. So I'll leave some silence, and then I'll give a little bit more instruction in a while. Of course, if you have a meditation practice that you would rather continue tonight, please do your own practice. As we approach stillness and silence internally, the mind tends to wander. It takes some practice to learn to rest in a space where less is happening. So the mind kicks into story, past and future, worry, planning. If the mind is wandering a lot, as it sometimes does, this can be a sign that the deeper stillness is not as comfortable or available as we would like it to be, perhaps. So then you could guess, maybe I've gone too internal or too much towards stillness, more than my system is ready for. And you might back up a little, let your eyes open, really see the floor and the colors and the light, and see if that brings more ease into the system. Returning again to the internal, when it feels like there's, like that again is the easeful or sweet or joyful choice. for the last few minutes of our sitting, especially if you've been really concentrating or trying to do or exploring this method of changing where your attention is, internal, external, seeking the path of least resistance, the path of most ease. Especially if that has a flavor of doing or trying for you, taking these last few minutes to just let it go. Allow your system to move in a way by itself. You can just rest back into the position of being aware when your attention is drawn outward, or the eyes want to open, when they're drawn inward, when the mind feels gathered, when it feels scattered. And even noticing the swing toward discomfort or toward comfort or ease. And if maybe it feels really not a problem that we swing from comfort to discomfort, that the mind connects with something difficult and then swings back to connecting with something easeful. If it feels right, taking a few minutes to just rest and observe the whole show unfolding by itself. And at the same time, if doing that increases discomfort beyond where you're comfortable with discomfort, then again, not doing that. Coming back to eyes open is a good return to simple presence.